Doctor, how's the hip?
Better.
Excellent.
My name is James Wiplewicz. I live at 9901 West Rawson Avenue. I'm a semi-retired orthopedic surgeon. I've lived here for better part of 30 years. I've come before this commission once before when it involved my house and my property in which an abortion was going to be built next to it. With the wisdom of the community, of the council, a wonderful project has been done by Sacred Heart, so I put a lot of trust in you people. But I have two issues. One, I presented the reasons why I don't want this project to go ahead or go on. I gave you an email for those reasons that I outlined them. All but one person got this in the council because I felt it was a done deal with that one councilman. Secondly, I don't think you can believe Mr. Zimmerman. He graced us today for the first time that I've been at joining these meetings. And for another reason, his group looks presentable, professional. Now, these are people that are supposed to be having multi-million dollar projects. We can't trust Mr. Zimmerman. His first project, to my knowledge, did not bring any into the professional coffers of the city of Franklin. Secondly, he's got a problem already that he has not taken care of. The people directly east of them has a pollution problem. And he does not do anything. He has a deaf ear. That deaf ear does not solve the problem. I went to a listening meeting and Mr. Marceau was there. And he said, hey man, that's not part of my issue. I'm building the second project. That's not on the scoreboard. You know, it's a lot easier for Mr. Zimmerman to pay a $100 fine for a noise pollution than to break down a mental block right now of when he has these rock concerts. I can hear on a good wind. I can hear where I live. I pity the poor people that live next door. And the other issue I have to do, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you council members that you have to put up with Mr. Taylor. His behavior...
Excuse me, doctor.
Let's keep the personal attacks out of the discussion, please.
Well, it's pretty hard not to when I see his performance here. Well, it's like a child.
Let's, doctor, thank you.
Thank you for listening to me.
My name is Renee Baudot. I live at 7271 Hyacinth Court in Greendale. I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak this evening. My husband and I have lived in Greendale for 2 years. We relocated there, hoping to find a safe, quiet community in which to raise our children. And unfortunately, we have found that Mr. Zimmerman's development has not given us that chance to have a quiet community in which to raise our children. And now we're worried about safety with possible pollution from the landfill. My children can't sleep when there are rock concerts. They can't sleep when there's the haunted house event with the chainsaws and the heavy metal music blaring. I couldn't find a babysitter tonight, but I thought, you know, this is good because then you can look into the faces of some of the children affected by your development, sir. So I would like to oppose this development.
Hello, members of the Common Council. My name is Robert Grevey. I live at 6974 South 92nd Street, and I am in direct vicinity of this proposed rezoning. I am vehemently opposed to this. I am going to speak my concerns as far as the safety of my home, fire, police, and also the paramedics. What type of impact is this going to do on our school systems? From my understanding, we're quite full now. Are you going to have to build new schools? Who's going to build these roads? Who's going to maintain these roads? These are just simple things. What are you going to do to my property values? According to this, I predict that you're just going to open up a Pandora's box here. My property values will be lowered, and my taxes will go higher. Thank you for listening to me. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Hi, I'm Kristen Zelansky, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive.
I had read an article on Facebook last night that was posted by Mike Zimmerman and friends about the opposition, like we're some bad guys, and that this is just another simple case of not in my backyard. I'm here to set the record straight. This isn't a neighborhood, Stonehenge, where we just live next to a field and hope that this field would stay a field forever. This is a case, like the other person had mentioned, where we did our due diligence. Before you build a home or you buy a home, you see land that could change. You look into the master plan and you see what is it safe. You think that the people put the master plan in place for a reason, and that the people you elected would do the things that the people who will be living in the neighborhood and in the businesses and living in the city would want you to do. Well, imagine when you do your due diligence, you find out that it's zoned single-family residential, and then find out not only will there be apartments, but 300 to 400 apartments, up from the original estimate of 200. And beyond that, they'll be three stories high after the original plan of four stories high. Thank you, Planning Committee, for making that three instead of four stories high, which is crazy next to these neighborhoods with these nice houses. And even if they are luxury, like they say they're going to be, let's face it, no luxury is luxury in 10 years. Luxury means new, and that's not going to always be the case. Beyond that, there will be a huge hotel that's going to be right on the entrance to the subdivision in both parts. You can't miss it. And that changes the whole ambiance of the neighborhood. I feel that we should have a say, as these changes directly affect our homes and our lives. We aren't just people who are opposing to be annoying. We have real things and real money and real time invested into our homes. Beyond that, we do pay a lot of taxes in Franklin, which we're happy to do as long as they're for things, you know, that people are for, like the schools and the nice parks and a lot of other nice things. But people are saying right now that we don't want our money used for that. Feeling this way, it makes me feel like the city doesn't care about what we have to say or things that we've been promised. It makes me feel betrayed. I'd also like to say that I've been living in Franklin now for 9 years. I'm a big Franklin person. I live here, I work here for Northwestern Mutual. All of our friends and family are here. And when we bought our house, we had planned on it being our forever home where we would raise our children. But now seeing what's going on and not feeling like even if we moved homes that we could trust what the government has told us in the past, I don't think we'll be staying. So if any of the three of you who clapped before who are for this, if you want to buy a house, Stonehenge, let me know. We're probably selling, and so will a lot of the rest of us probably. So if you want to bring people in to Franklin, you have to think about the people who already live here, feeling like they need to leave when they never thought that they would have to leave. And also, Taylor, I know you told people in the neighborhood this weekend that you were going to be on your iPad watching a basketball game, so at least you told the truth that time.
Okay. Dr. Margaret Wood-Leavitt, 7269 South Stonehenge Drive. As my husband and my neighbors already stated that those concerns in regards to ballpark comments and the property that's adjacent to our houses, I have the same concerns about the process and how fast it was going. It kind of feels like we come here, you let us speak our concerns, but it looks like you're not really taking them into the consideration. So this is just kind of my point of view and how I feel. And I just wanted to state that probably many people in Franklin are for the project, but there is a time and a place for it, and I don't think that's the place to have those apartments next to our houses. So I am opposed for rezoning of that property. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jana Marceau. I am at 7306 South Stonehenge Drive. My property backs up to the right up to the Blue Horse Barn that is currently there. When we purchased the home from Mark Carstensen, we were promised that this was all going to be zoned residential just like our homes. We believed them. We trusted them. And all of a sudden, it's being rezoned, which is very sad to us. It does lower our property values. We had someone interested in possibly purchasing a home as we were looking into moving just because of all of this. And we, so far, would be losing $80,000 on our property, and they're not even going to bite. They're not even going to take. So already, we're at a loss of $80,000 if we would sell our home because of what's going on in our backyard. I feel that, you know, I love Franklin. My husband grew up in Franklin. I grew up in Greendale. We love this area, but I almost feel like it's a communist regime right now, that I feel that nobody is listening to us. You let us speak our concerns, but what happens? You don't even read the 50-page document and vote yes to something that you haven't even reviewed. And I feel so saddened by this, because I even feel if we move and take a loss or a hit, nobody cares, because somebody's going to have to buy our house and pay the taxes. We're the highest paying tax, you know, this area, we pay the most taxes. My kids don't even use the school district, but we're paying out of the roof taxes because of the area, and you want to change all of that. What's sad is, you know, you look at River Hills, that's the most exclusive area in Wisconsin. They don't have a downtown. You know why? Because they like to come to their homes and be in a quiet residential area, not be bombarded with music and huge structures. I used to live in a 3-story apartment complex. They're huge, massive. And you want to put that in our backyard when we were promised these would be homes? And I think the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you're going to go through with a plan because of other interests, you may not listen to any of the citizens here, but you're going to have to face God. That's all I have to say.
Yes, sir. I'll remind your name and address, please.
Yes, thank you. My name is Matthew J. Fleming. I'm an attorney with Murphy Desmond in Madison. I'm here representing the Stonehenge Edition at number one Homeowners Association and some neighbors of the Hawthorne neighborhood. If I could, while I speak, I've got a letter that you all won't be able to go through, but I'll be kind of following it along. There should be enough copies for everybody. As Attorney Wozlowski knows, I'm oftentimes sitting in this chair, and actually, Alderman Taylor, I realize, might remember me from his lacrosse days. Didn't occur to me until I saw him. As I was approached and I began reviewing this development and looking at this wearing a municipal attorney's hat, I was struck at how quickly things appear to be moving for this development, given all the complexities that have been talked about. I won't go through everything everyone else has said word for word, but the problem arises, particularly when you have a planned development ordinance that has a number of different requirements that seem to just be getting kicked down the road without a lot of forethought as to all the things that are going to go into this development, how all these things connect with one another. Is you continue to kick those specific issues down the road, you may find yourself locked in more to a specific development proposal than you really want to be. Zoning is clearly a legislative power. This is, in a land use approval, the most discretion and flexibility you have. And where we have so many unanswered questions about how this development is going to work, all the financing, all the practical considerations, you know, even how this is going to be constructed, are going to have potentially significant impacts on how the noise, lighting, and all those things affect the neighborhood. And zoning really ultimately is about how is this development going to fit within the surrounding area. There are several provisions of your ordinances that highlight this. But the problem is, when you're giving even a general plan development approval to these kinds of uses, you are making a statement as a council that these uses are appropriate for the area. But I submit to you, with all the things that can go on with this landfill, the environmental concerns, even if it's practical to construct the stadium or any of these other buildings, you know, how they're going to be constructed. These things can't be decided now, and there's no reason to decide them now. This ambitious push to try to have baseball for 2017 should not be the motivating factor to ignore your comprehensive plan, to make these kind of major changes in such a rush. What you're likely to end up with, frankly, you know, I see this, the first thing I saw is, which likely to end up with is a bunch of multifamily, which, as other people have indicated, you know, in recent past, the city has opposed. The city's comprehensive plan and the planning process indicated overwhelming support for largely single-family development in the city. Could we have...
I'm going to give him my time.
Yeah, you're representing a homeowner, so...
I am, yeah. I will agree. So as I've indicated, you know, going through this quick process, I think, you know, there are several existing ordinance provisions that continue to be overlooked. I've seen, for instance, no indication that the developer has demonstrated that a planned development is necessary for all or any part of this development. I mean, I can imagine that it makes it easier for the northern part, but certainly there's no basis that I can see for indicating why the southern multifamily development needs to be in a PDD. Your ordinances require it. In making that evaluation, you have to evaluate potential negative impacts. Not possible to do at this stage. Your ordinances further require that within a PDD, it all be under single ownership, or the application should be filed jointly by all the owners. According to the city's planner's report, I see several owners of property listed who are not considered the applicants. Subdivision is also of PDD districts is also prohibited. Trying to build a hotel and some of these other commercial things, those won't be built on same parcels as multifamily. You'll need it to have subdivision. So it's really questionable whether you can even get financing or really even develop in this manner under your existing PDD ordinance. But probably the biggest concern that I see is that, you know, ultimately it's clear that public financing is going to be necessary for the stadium. And what you have here is a situation where you have a stadium that itself is not likely to generate any tax increment itself. But yet you'll need to put all the money up front, the infrastructure, just the cost of the stadium, all that will have to be there, but you have to then hope to recoup costs for that TIF financing from this other development. Now, maybe the multifamily can go ahead and start paying for some of those, but I don't know at what rate. But the likelihood that you're to get this other development, this other commercial development, is slim. Every study, and I've cited them in my letter, every study I've ever seen basically says stadiums don't promote economic development. There is one study that found that minor league affiliated teams do show evidence, the ones that were looked at, of promoting some economic development. But this is not going to be an affiliated team. And the economics of a minor league affiliated team are very different than an independent league team. The margins that they're going to be working on, it is not in their interest for the baseball operation to have restaurants and stores and everything buying things outside of that stadium. They need people spending money on beer, food, and everything that possibly can be spent inside that stadium. The whole economic model does not lend itself to further economic development. Now, I took a look at the market study that was submitted in 2014 to further support this development, and, you know, I saw nothing. Well, first of all, it was a pure advocacy piece. I would strongly encourage that the council, if it's going to consider any of this, to get its own study prepared for its own use, paid for by the developer, but not one chosen by the developer. The study actually argued and said it was your responsibility to put forth this economic development, but it didn't provide any examples. The only examples it provided to show that stadiums promote economic development were examples of stadiums that are minor league affiliated teams. The only ones that any studies have ever shown to show any connection. On top of it, they're all southern teams where the stadiums could be put to year-round use. Here we have a seasonal use with, you know, weather that's very, very unpredictable. You're going to be put in the position of putting a lot of public money and to ensure the success of this, to continue to cut corners, to look sideways at noise complaints, lighting and everything, because the city will be financially tied to this development. This is extremely dangerous road to go down, and this tonight is the first step down that road. I strongly, strongly encourage you, at a minimum, to realize that you need to take a step back. This schedule the developer has you on is not realistic, nor is it necessary, and go through all the steps and figure out what this development is really about and whether it's right for the city of Franklin.
Thank you, Attorney Funk. You get the full 3 minutes.
That's okay. My name is Anne Marie Grolkowski. I live at 7380 South Stonehenge Drive. My property is right adjacent to the apartments. And all I'm going to say is I strongly, strongly oppose the rezoning of the horse farm. I do not want apartments in my backyard.
Thank you, ma'am.
Travis Grolkowski, 7380 South Stonehenge Drive. Lifelong Franklin resident, been here since I was 3 years old, and very invested in the community, love Franklin. I too echo the sentiments of my wife. It's essentially, I just would like you to take a step back and slow down. Why do we need this quickly? I just think everything's going way too fast, and I oppose the rezoning of the property. Thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am, before you, you're next, but Mr. Platt, the folks in that way, are you waiting to speak?
Or no, just I'm just listening.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Hi. My name is Fadi Ali. I live in 7178 South Carrington Drive. I moved into Franklin 15 years ago. I did my homework, and it was the safest city for me and my kids. We moved with my family in there. Within 5 years, we bought our first home, and then we built our house that's right our backyard, that's beautiful horse farm, and forever against that horse farm. It was a farm with a beautiful marching horses. They're beautiful black virgin horses. They wake up in the morning and you see them in their backyard. It's nothing will be like, it's priceless. So whoever wants really to go with Mr. Zimmerman, I want them to come and live in my backyard for a month when this project is going on. And I don't trust Mr. Zimmerman, because if that's rezoned, I don't think it's going to only be like, it's multi-zoning, so maybe it's going to be the next Walmart behind my house. God knows. Why would I? You live in Franklin. What makes me live Franklin? I know my neighbor's backyard. I know my neighbors next to me and in front of me. We all watch for each other. And whoever marched around my house with a black truck and a baseball hat, it's going to take a lot to scare me. Just insane. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We have faith in the city council.
Thank you.
My name is Stephanie Laurent. I live at 6541 Hill Ridge Drive in Greendale. And I have to say that, you know, I'm a civil engineer, and it doesn't surprise me that the DNR hasn't approved this plan. And frankly, if the engineer that's reviewing this is a good engineer, they won't, because there's no way you can guarantee that you won't destroy that clay camphor liner in that landfill if you build on top of it. And what happens when that clay liner is destroyed? You're going to contaminate your groundwater. Where does that groundwater go? The lowest point is the parkway. So now it's going to flow through Franklin and Greendale. I don't want to live in an area that has contaminated groundwater. I have 3 kids with a 4th one on the way. And I don't think anybody else in Greendale or Franklin wants contaminated groundwater if he does his construction and that liner is destroyed. Furthermore, I don't think you can really trust anything that he says. He doesn't even abide by the contract that he already signed with Milwaukee County. The contract states that he needs to abide by both Franklin and Greenville noise ordinances, and he doesn't. Greenville's noise ordinance states that you have to contain the noise on your property. When my family and I can't sit in our backyard and enjoy a summer's evening with a bonfire and our friends and family because the music is blasting so loud, we can't hear ourselves talk, he's not abiding by the contract. When we're in our bedrooms and we have to keep our windows closed during the summer and we can still hear every word coming from his property, he's not abiding by that contract. And Franklin Police Department doesn't seem to get that. They send their police officers with little noise meters, and they claim they can't do anything until he reaches 80 decibels. He's hitting 75 decibels plus in my bedroom with the windows closed. And frankly, I've heard it's supposed to be 50 decibels. 70 or 80 is way too high. So I'm completely in opposition to this, and I don't know why you are tying his ability to not have to apply for special permits is rezoning. Why are you going to give him the ability to do whatever he wants anytime? I don't think that's right. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Charlie Yonke, and I'm from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and I'm talking specifically related to the BMX portion of the facility. And me and my family have been coming to the city of Franklin for 5 years. And we visited the track long before it was built and taken over by the Rock Sports Complex. I would like to say that we heard a lot of bad things about Mr. Zimmerman, but one of the very positive things is that he's brought us a world-class track, and it has not been funded by the city whatsoever. He came through with us on all the promises that he made related to relocating and moving the track. And as a result, within the last year, my son has been able to qualify for the BMX World Championships. It's because of a facility that he's put in place with no taxpayer money whatsoever. So I would like to say that I support Mr. Zimmerman in his project. Thank you.
Folks, speak directly into the microphone, please. People in the back are having a
My name is Carrie Gleason, 3637 South Cherokee Way. I live in Milwaukee. I work in Greendale, and we play in Franklin. We also have been up at the BMX track for a number of years now. We're there 2 to 3 days a week. The facility that's there is, the track itself is top-notch. We'd like to see it stay on premises. We have kids that come from all over the state and the country to race on that track. It is an Olympic sport. We have kids there that have scholarships. We have kids that come in from other countries to race. You also have one of the top BMX teams in the country that work out there. I support everything that you're doing. I would hope that you would consider keeping that track, seeing as if it's taken away, the closest place we have to go is probably 45 minutes to an hour away. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tom Wynn. I'm from Williams Bay, Wisconsin. I'm 464 Ashley Drive, Williams Bay, Wisconsin. I've worked with Mr. Zimmerman for about 3 years now, since he started the development out there. I don't work on the baseball side of things. I've worked with bicycles. I've worked with BMX. I've done a lot of teaching out there. What I can say is he's always stepped up. Every aspect of every part of the business he's ever done there, he's stepped up. He's done what he's could. He's made sure things have gone as smoothly as possible, and he's always done what he's could to keep up with his word. If he says something's going to be followed through on, it's going to happen. When we've worked with him out throughout the years, it was very dynamic aspects of the sport. It's very forward thinking. There was a downhill park out there. There's a lot of cross country trails. He's kept them up with his own coin. One of the things that the people before me mentioned was the fact that he does have an Olympic quality track out there, something that costs an extreme amount of money, and he's been keeping it throughout the years to make sure that that level of bicycle racing can be done out here. There's several kids in the area that have gone through the level and are national level riders because of that. I've been announcing at that track for the past 3 years now. This is my third year out there, and throughout the years we've built a larger rapport with the community. We're helping the community. It's part of the area that a lot of people here don't even think about with the ballpark commons, but the infrastructure that will be built from this will allow us to be a top level competitor in the area, allow these kids to do what they want and become quite possibly Olympic champion someday because of the type of track that he's allowed for with the BMX, the progressive development he's had with the cross-country courses out there and the downhill riding. He has a vision. He has a future. There are rules in place. He's going to follow them. I think the infrastructure is integral to have the BMX take off, but on the other end of things, I think that the remainder of the ballpark commons will be a success because that's what he does. He's a success. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, my name is Amy Graham, 9306 West Mitchell Street, and currently I manage the BMX track up at the
Rex. Is that West Dallas?
West Dallas. I manage the BMX track for about the past 10 years. We originally were up at the Umbrella Bar location and had a beautiful view up there. We were a little nervous about moving locations, but losing that view was nothing compared to what Mike gave us. He gave us a beautiful track down below, and I approve and hope he gets his ballpark commons, and I hope we could stay on site to be a part of this great plan. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Michelle Pearson, 114th Avenue in South Milwaukee. I also second all of these BMX families. When you are making the plans as a project manager, I know it's really hard getting your clients, development teams, and implementation teams all on the same page, but please keep the BMX track in mind when you're making those decisions.
Thank you. Al, you pick the microphone up, put it on the top. Actually, you can hold on to it.
Hi, good evening. My name is Al Feckler. I have a Franklin address this time. Last time I was here was Oak Creek, 9750 West Wolfville Road, a new resident to Franklin. As I spoke to the council last time during a public hearing on this, I think I bring a unique perspective. I was an alderman in Oak Creek for nearly 10 years, and when Mayor Bolander unfortunately passed away unexpectedly, I was appointed to fill his mayoral role. So I was the mayor when Drexel Town Square was voted on. Drexel Town Square tied 3-3. The council tied 3-3, and I was put in the position of casting the deciding vote whether Drexel Town Square goes forward or not. And what I tell people is that night, I was afraid to walk out of the building. But at the same time, it was the easiest, toughest decision I had to make. Because I was making what I knew was the right decision for the community as a whole, for Oak Creek as a whole. And as a new resident of Franklin, I truly stand behind this project as the right thing to do for the community as a whole. I want to stress to the council that great planning, great destinations don't just happen. To fully understand Drexel Town Square, as you have to understand, that is because a developer, Wispark, agreed to fund a development in Oak Creek. They brought money to the table and the idea to do it. They plan that area as a whole. Something like that doesn't just happen piecemeal. This is what this is the opportunity that Franklin has for this area, to have a broader development to take hold in this area as opposed to piecemeal development, because you don't plan or you don't get good planning just by piecemeal development. This is good planning on a whole. Walkability, a community gathering place, some places for people to come and enjoy baseball. This is a community, this should be a community pride project. You also have to understand that Oak Creek did invest quite a bit of money. I believe there's an $11.5 million TIF district that the city agreed to in Drexel Town Square. So in order to see progress, you do have to invest money to make something like that happen.